Jai Baba, this is Mahesh Usre Bharucha speaking with my father on Dust to Dust.
Jai Baba, dust to dust is a reality most people know about, but very few truly understand and fewer live. So, what am I rambling away? Okay, come here. Okay. So, dust to dust. What do you mean by dust to dust?
When dust equals to another dust.
When dust equals to another dust. Oh, that is profound. If only the windows were open, I would have been diving through it. Okay. We are made of five elements. When this body dies, remember, we cannot die. We are consciousness. What people call soul, we are consciousness, right? We come from the goddess. We are a spark from that goddess. So, how can we die?
The goddess is fire.
The physical manifestation of goddess is fire. She just is. Okay? So, we cannot die. But our body can. Matter can never be destroyed. It only changes form. You boil water, it becomes steam. You can't destroy water. It just changes form.
Into gas.
Right? You take something, you burn it, it'll become ash. You have not destroyed it. You have changed its form. So
actually, nothing can be destroyed. It just changes form.
Yes. Okay, you can't destroy anything. The only thing you can really destroy is either one's own goodness or one's own evil. But that also you're changing form then.
Yeah.
The good can become evil and evil can become good.
When it is when you destroy the evil or the good, it is completely changed and you can't go back into becoming evil or good.
No, you can't, David.
If you completely destroy it.
Yeah, but you yet can. Yes, that's why
you
got to be careful every step of the way. Every saint has a past and every sinner a future. And the saint with a past can have a great future, can also mess up and create another horrible past. You can never say that I have reached this place, there is no going back. Never. Okay, even gods have fallen. Yeah. Okay. The only thing that is not corruptible is our creator, the goddess from whom we come from. Only she remains constant.
Same to you.
Okay. So anyway, dust to dust is a saying when, so this body is going to die. It'll be put in the fire. And it will become ash.
No, but even the body changes form only.
Yes, I know, but it becomes dust, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I am trying to tell you is this. Dust to dust mainly means we come from the earth and we go back into the earth. Okay. Now, when this body dies, what am I going to be able to take with me?
Your goodness. Values taught to you.
Yeah.
Your education taught to you.
Oh, good God.
You don't remember 1 + 1 is equal to 2.
What's going to come with or leave with me is
your goodness. Your values have been taught to me.
And what I have done and how I have lived, which is what we call karma. I come with that.
And you go.
And I will go with that. I'm not going to go with anything else. Yes, the blessings of people or the angst of people.
What is angst?
Anger. That also is going to make a difference in my journey. And we all know this. You, my sweet child who is 11, has known this since you were 5. That when you drop the body, you only go with goodness and your karma. So I am sure our 12 viewers also know that we can't take anything else. But look at the way we live our lives. Look at the way we are living our lives. It's as though we have found a way out to be able to take all the money and all the name and all the fame with us. Okay? So, you and I and Kaka John, we all know that the only thing that we can take with us is our karma. Our thoughts, words, actions, intentions, that is what we take with us. But we don't live our life with this realization. It's just, I know, I can't eat anything. But our day-to-day, our moment-to-moment life does not indicate that we are aware of the fact that we are not going to be able to take anything. A human being who is aware and lives with awareness that, you know, my body is going to die in the end. Am I living right or not? That person's life changes.
As you said that all the karma we have done on earth, all the good deeds and bad deeds we've done, is going to come with us when we pass over also. Mm. So we should live our life in a manner that we stop doing bad deeds and we try to live our life with common sense, with happiness, with making the best out of every second. So when we pass over, we are like, we leave with
Guru Master. Listen. Everyone knows this. Everyone is aware. But somehow we are not living it. You know, we want power, we want name, we want fame, we want money, we want importance. When none of that is going to matter, when you stand before your master, God is God, Guru and the jury, all this is not going to matter. They are going to judge us on whether we have spread radiance or whether we have spread darkness. Whether we have given or whether we have snatched. Whether our words have healed or whether they have broken hearts. Is that, I think that's going to matter. And you could be the most famous person on earth. It doesn't matter there. You're just a nobody there. Everybody is treated the same. Yes. But yet, our hankering for all this is so much. You know, I was reading long time back, I had read this book, The Tibetan Art of Living and Dying, or something like that, where there is a particular exercise for these monks. Whenever they get up in the morning, every day they get up in the morning, they first have to visualize their entire death ceremony. That he visualizes that he dies. Okay? Then what happens? Then the rituals. Then he sees his family and loved ones crying. Every day he has to visualize his own body dying. Why? For two reasons. Number one, that today could be my last day. I better use it well. Okay? Value of time. And second, that my body is going to die. What is important for my real growth and journey? I will focus on that. Okay? So, dust to dust is a reality most people know about, but very few truly understand and fewer live. Okay, baby? Yeah, I said that because that's the quote I'm reading in us. Okay, bye. Jai Baba.